Mr. Porkchop is an extraordinary man among men. The dude works his booty off. And he likes to sometimes, you know, relax, have a little R&R. But unfortunately, nobody, according to Porkchop, wants to hang out with him. Liv, don't laugh at this. This is not funny.
I think it's actually kind of hilarious. But I love you, Porkchop, and I always want to hang out with you.
But Porkchop, you think you actually have a reason why that you say nobody wants to hang out with you. And I'm kind of interested because we obviously know one thing. If I was to take a guess, it is that you've talked on air about how clammy and sweaty you are. Like, your handshakes are quite awkward. They're very moist. Well, like, is that why? Like, are you just a sweaty bro?
No, and I wouldn't say nobody, but a certain kind of person I've realized doesn't want to hang out with me anymore. And actually, it's something I've realized over the years.
So this isn't the first time?
Correct.
Okay.
Over the years, I've noticed that, like, being in radio, like, you have to work very hard. You work weird hours. You're kind of always working.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've talked about before on the show, in my radio past, I haven't always been the most blessed when it comes to finances.
Uh-huh.
So I've always had to have a second job. So pretty much I was always working and seemed like I didn't have much money. Well, I've noticed my friends stopped asking me to hang out. So, like, you know, it's like, hey, you want to hang out this weekend? Unfortunately, I'd always be like, no, I'm sorry, I can't. I have to work. And I think my friends noticed this pattern, and they just stopped asking me. So let's say there was a Saturday night where I was off, you know, I would get no offers to hang out. And I would find out later on social media or whatever that everyone was having fun. And it was like, oh, hey, like, thanks for the invite. And they wouldn't go out there and say it, but I'm sure in their head they were probably thinking, well, we assume you're working.
Is this because of you saw me and our mutual friend Chad hang out this weekend? We hung out at the pool. We had some ribs.
Yeah. You know, ironically, my other group of friends asked me to hang out Saturday night, and I wasn't working, so I hung out with them. We had a little pool party thing, played cornhole, yada yada. So I heard that you and our other friend Chad were grilling out and doing ribs, and it was like, oh, surprise. But, I mean, it's cool. I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like this is very common, and I feel like you're not the only one who has, like, you know, experienced this. I don't think it has anything to do with, like, your finances, but it has everything to do with, like, you constantly having to decline. After you decline so many times, people do stop asking, and I've been on both ends of that. I've been on an end where, like, I've always been the one to decline because I was so busy. And then I just realized people stopped asking because I was so busy. And that's not their fault. I mean, that's human nature to, like, why would you keep going back when you're getting the same result every single time over and over again? And then I've also been on the side as to where I've been asking someone to hang out and they say no every single time. So then I'm like, you just stop. But it's not like a well thought out thing like, oh, well, this person I'm never going to ask again because I've already asked 10 times. It just becomes kind of habitual.
Well, kind of. I think you have what you're saying is right, and I think it's correct. I think to the first part of that, Liv, when it comes to Porkchop here, I think, because I know from my own experience, everybody used to always go out to lunch around here on, like, a couple times a week, and I'm like, no, I'm trying to save money, and eventually just people quit asking me. I'm like, oh, they're out. I'm like, why didn't they ask me? I'm
so
like,
it could be a financial thing.
Yeah, well, it could be, but it's just in general, maybe they're trying to be nice to you, not even like pity, but it's like maybe they know that 9 times out of 10 you'd want to go with them, but they're like, man, we don't want to make him feel bad and guilty that he can't afford to go or do something. It'd be nice if that was the case. If it was financial thing, maybe they could pick up your lunch every now and then.
No, I would never expect
that. Like, I know, like, with Liv and everything, I haven't had a game night in a while, but, like, if I invite people from work or the show and they, like, don't respond or don't come to it, like, just for me, whether it's pity or petty or not, I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to invite them anymore.
Well, I also think, too.
So there's different ways why people might do it.
And I think, too, a lot of times when I am, like, planning an event or, like, not even an event, just, like, a night to go out, I think in my head, like, okay, wait, who should I invite? And be like, then I think back to the last time we all hung out or the last time when I went out with that group of people. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to invite those boys. Oh, I'm going to invite my friend Brooke. I need to invite Lizzie. And, like, I think back to the last time we all hung out. And if someone wasn't there, I might miss to think to invite them.
So then do I need to start inviting myself to these things?
You need to start reaching out more and being proactive and asking them to hang out. So be like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And if they're like, oh, we already have plans to, you know, go to the lake. Do you want to come? They're going to invite you because they like you. It's not that they don't like you, but you need to reach out to them and make the effort. Because they've already tried to make the effort, and unfortunately, you've had to turn them down.
Man, okay. I think Liv brings up a good point, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm sure somebody right now listening is in the same boat as you, or maybe they're in the spot of Liv where like they've asked, and it's like, well, is he coming or is he not? I don't want to bother him. 833-563-2539. If you can relate to this at all, could you call in and maybe give Porkchop some advice of like what you think he should do if you've been in that situation? I mean, do you want me, Porkchop, to start inviting you to things that I may not have been inviting you to?
Oh, yeah. Like, I would have went to the barbecue with you.
Now, my thing is, though, too, you have to keep in mind, and I've been jealous of this, too. Or, I mean, I guess not jealous isn't the word, but I haven't realized it, and I made up things in my head. Sometimes, like, you can't invite people to things that you're invited to, too.
Oh, right.
Like, not saying you wouldn't have been allowed to go to Chad, our buddy's Chad's.
Right.
But, like, that was not my call to make the invite.
Right, but I also think it's kind of your responsibility as a friend to at least ask, put it out there, and be like, and tell him, like, look, I don't want to put any pressure on you. No worries if he can. I understand if you have, like, a limited amount of food and beer. But would you mind if I bring him along? They're like, not this time, but maybe next time. Then you tell him that.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, invite whoever you want. I'm like, what about Porkchop? They're like, yeah, you know what?
We are actually short on everything.
Yeah,
I heard he's got an ear infection.
Yeah, we're at capacity.